Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me.
Hello, Detroit. Hello, America. Hello to everybody around the world. I am David M. Allen, here for your Pistons talk this evening on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, live from Detroit, Michigan. We had a game last night. Whooped some ass last night. A 36-point blowout. To be honest, it was like the Hawks didn't even show up. It's like they didn't try, didn't have no energy. I don't know if they cared. I really don't know. Really doesn't matter because a win is a win. The Pistons are now on a 3-game winning streak. With maybe the easiest part of the schedule so far, at least, coming up starting Sunday. Get this. Next up are the Magic on Sunday. Tuesday, the Bulls. Those are both wins. I don't care what you say. Well, the Bulls will be the only challenge in these next few games, really, but I think that could be a win if they play like they played last night and if they play like they played against Boston. Wednesday. Now, keep in mind, this part is a back-to-back. Bulls, then Hornets. Now, the only tricky part to this Hornets game is the Hornets game is in Charlotte. And the Pistons are 4-8 now on the road. They were 1-7, so they're improving. However, whenever they play at home and then they have to travel, it's never really a good thing. So, this is a chance to right that ship and make some believers out of folk. Then after the Hornets, next Friday they play the Timberwolves, then the Sixers, the Mavericks, the Wizards, the Pacers. The Bulls again, the Grizzlies. And then the biggest challenge of them all is the Warriors December 23rd. But in between time, those are a lot of winnable games. A lot. They can go on a mean winning streak. Or the Pistons can go Pistons and, you know. But I don't know if my expectations are too high. Maybe they aren't. I don't feel they are. I feel with games as winnable as these upcoming games, there's no reason to not go on a mean winning streak. They're playing great ball right now. Like I said, they blew out the Hawks last night. They beat the Celtics the game before that by 7. They blew out the Hornets the game before that. 3-game winning streak right now. There's no reason to rip off a winning streak. There's no reason. No reason. Now, one thing I have noticed is when Andre Drummond goes against either a so-called premier big man or just a big man with a name that's supposed to be someone or who gets more notoriety, if you will, than he does, he has a hell of a game against them. And last night was no different. 14-14. 14 points, 14 rebounds against Dwight Howard. He won that matchup. Dwight only had 2.6 rebounds. Now, Some may say Dwight's washed up. Some may say, well, this isn't Orlando Magic Dwight. Say what you will. Dwight Howard is still a big name in his league. People still know who he is. People still give him credit for things he did 7 years ago. Either way, Andre Drummond won that matchup last night. Now, what I have noticed, like I said, is when he has to go against anyone with the name, he shows up. When he went against LaMarcus Aldridge, he had 20-17. He won that matchup. He had 14-12. Aldridge did. He had 14-12. Drummond had 20-17. Although Powell had 21-9, that was 2-on-1. Now, if Marcus had a, if Andre had a, you know, another big man there to rebound, because Marcus Morris is good, don't get me wrong, but Marcus Morris is not here to rebound with Andre Drummond. Marcus Morris is here to score, and he shoots the hell out of the ball, but he's not here to rebound, and he's not going to grab you 10 or 11 rebounds a game and help Andre hold that paint down. That's just not his game. So if Andre had that twin tower like LaMarcus does, then that would be a different story. However, I feel as Andre Drummond won that matchup. When Andre Drummond went against Al Horford for the first time, Al Horford had 18-11. Andre Drummond, 20 points, 17 rebounds. I'm telling you, he shows up. Only one you can kind of maybe say, hey, he didn't win that one, was against Clint Capela. The young fella had 15 points, 12 rebounds, but Andre had 13-16. So that one might be up for debate. But again, when Drummond went up against Capela, that, I mean, it was a lot of outside shooting going on. Hey, Capela has a lot of goddamn help, man. Come in, come on. He has all those shooters. Andre Drummond doesn't have all these shooters. And, you know, it's a lot of other factors. He had to deal with Ryan Anderson. It was just a lot going on in that game. So, like I said, he shows up. Rebounding, points, whatever. When Drummond went up against Hassan Whiteside, he shut Hassan down. Hassan had 6 points, 8 rebounds. Andre, 18 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks. He didn't care about that man's new contract, that he was supposed to be the face of Miami or anything of that nature. He came in, he showed up, he showed out. Then Drummond went up against DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin. Griffin, 24 points, 3 rebounds. Jordan, 12 points, 9 rebounds. Andre, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 3 steals. And I believe he had a block. Drummond versus Al Horford, the rematch. Horford, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Drummond, 20-17. What can you tell me? And then there was last night, 14 points, 14 rebounds versus Dwight Howard's 2.6 rebounds. When he goes against a premier big man, he shows up. He gets a little meaner. He gets a little more aggressive with calling for the ball, which he should probably do every night because, like I said, one thing I've noticed is the Pistons have a few people who want to get theirs, and that's KCP and Tobias. Ish Smith misses him a lot, and it's times when he should get the ball and he's calling for it and he has great position. They just miss him and they don't give it to him, or they give it to him late, or they just decide, hey, I'm a fire a three. And I see that a lot. They kind of got him the ball more in the second half because last night, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a.k.a. KCP, he had 20 points in the first half. He was hot. It wasn't one of those deals where it was, hey, get the man with the hot hand the ball. He just kind of took it upon himself to shoot whenever he touched it. So he just did, man. He did give a damn last night, man. He was 9-20. He was. He took 20 damn shots. And like I said, in the first half he had 20. He ended the game with 23. So that tells you he cooled down in the second half. And Drummond touched the ball more, a little more, in the second half. Although they only played up to the third quarter. They pretty much sat the fourth because they were – I mean, they came into the fourth quarter up 33 against the Hawks. So what's the point of playing, you know? Mess around and get somebody injured all because you wanted some stats in the blowout. And only person who really played the fourth was Tobias, and that's how he ended the game, having 18 points because he scored some of that in the fourth. He was the only one really playing in the fourth. Stanley Johnson made an appearance.
What's up, Stanley?
And he had a whopping 0 points. And Stanley's upset right now. Stanley! He made an appearance last night, but he had zero, and he allegedly is unhappy with his playing time and his role with the Pistons.
Tell him, Craig, Stanley been acting funny lately.
I mean, I don't know what to tell the dude, man. I personally think he might mess around and get traded this season, probably by the trade deadline. I don't know how much value that man holds. Maybe somebody sees something in him that no one else does. But, you know, he's somewhat upset. And I can't even say rightfully so. He's had opportunities where he's played 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, things of that nature. And he scored 0 points, 2 points, plenty of times. I need to go actually count up how many times. Because it's been quite a few games where he's made no impact at all. And what do you want? What do you want? I mean, seriously, in all seriousness, I just need to know, if you come in, score zero, you score two multiple times, not just once, but multiple times, and you want a bigger role, you want more opportunity, you don't need any more opportunity to disappoint me some more. I don't see it. When you got Deron Hillard comes in and he's instant energy. He's firing shots. He's scoring a little bit. He's rebounding. He's doing all the little things. Plenty of energy. I see a difference. I'd rather play him than you at this point. At this point. So I think he's going to be some kind of, you know, throw in to a trade, or maybe they just might deal him straight up. Pistons do need some bench scoring. Ish might be the answer on the bench, really, when Reggie Jackson comes back. But they're going to need some other people to score. John Luehr does a pretty solid job off the bench. He rebounds. He had 9 rebounds last night. He had a sick putback dunk last night. And he has 16 points. And like I said, 9 rebounds. And he did well off the bench, and he's been doing well off the bench. Piece of me, you know what, if this was 2K, I might start him next to Andre Drummond and put Marcus Morris at the small forward position. I would just kind of configure it a little bit just to make sure you sew up those rebounds and sew up that interior. But I don't think Stan Van Gundy would do such a thing. Marcus Morris is actually a pretty good fit at power forward. But he's a shooter, so him at small forward wouldn't be such a big deal, but I don't think they want to mess up the chemistry or mess up the confidence of one Tobias Harris. So, you know, it's all a matter of where he would fit in as well. So maybe we'll see a little more balance when Reggie comes back, and maybe everything will fall into place as it should. But where it stands right now, the Pistons are fourth in the Central Division in the Eastern Conference. They're 11-10 now, thanks to that 3-game winning streak. And they're neck and neck with the Milwaukee Bucks, who are also 3.5 games back out of first place, but nobody's catching Cleveland. Chicago, I can see getting caught. Definitely. They're going to slip. like I keep saying, I'm not impressed with Chicago. I'm not really impressed with a couple of these teams in this division. I feel like it should be a lot more competitive. I thought it would be the most competitive position behind the Pacific division. But maybe I should have a little less faith in the Eastern Conference teams. But they are in fourth in this division. They're moving up, and they're moving up fast. They have a lot of easy games, so I can see them being second place in this position. And they are also in eighth place in the Eastern Conference. I mean, I know it's early in the season. Who cares about placement and seeds? But I do, so get your own show. They're right behind New York, in Milwaukee, in Charlotte. And I know I was a little, I don't know, maybe I got a little too ahead of myself with calling them, saying they would be third seed when it's all said and done. But I think they can be somewhere in the middle, maybe fourth or fifth. Look at the teams in front of them, man. Who am I supposed to be impressed with? You have New York right in front of them. You have Milwaukee Bucks, Charlotte. Boston may move up higher. And Chicago's going to falter at the end of the day. Cleveland and Toronto, that's going to be what it is for the next probably 2 years maybe, but I don't see where I'm supposed to be all that impressed by all these Eastern Conference teams, and I don't see where the Pistons can really, the Pistons have no real reason not to move up. They don't have any excuses, any of that. I know we all can't wait for the roster to be at full strength, but there's no real reason not to move up and not to be a real force in this conference. There's some easy-ass games coming up, man. A lot of wins. You have 10 games to play before the Pistons play the Warriors. You can win at least 8 or 9 of those. At least. Only problems will be maybe the Bulls, because you got to play the Bulls twice. Everybody else, that should be a win. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see none of this. Oh, I don't have the energy. Jet lag. Any of the excuses. Any of it. All of the bad energy. Come out and ball out. Man, it's your job. It's what you get paid to do. You should be in the gym every day. You should be ready to roll, man. You should be, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it is. I don't know. But today's NBA, man, they tripped me out with this. With all this, these excuses and the softness, but there's no real reason. And get Andre Drummond the ball more. What the hell is wrong with you people? I don't understand, man. Anyhow, I digress. Let me calm all about before I start going off on these old man rants and tangents. So last night the Pistons had 8 players in double figures. Tobias Harris had 18, KCP had 23, Marcus Morris had 12, Ish Smith 11, Andre Drummond 14, John Luer had 16 points, Hillard had 11, and Beno Udrah with that horrible man bun had 11 points. Really balanced scoring. Now, my point when the season started, the Pistons are going to have to do this as a team. As a team. The only borderline star on the team is Andre Drummond, who's an all-star. And the only other one with all-star caliber talent is probably Reggie Jackson. Marcus Morris would have to go on a scoring run where he scores. He would have to score average about 24 points a game to be considered, you know, some of that with this, you know, with this popularity contest that is the NBA. With that said, they're going to have to do it really balanced, unless Reggie and Andre can get on some Batman and Robin, fearsome twosome kind of thing. That's going to be the only real way. Other than that, it's going to have to be some real balanced scoring. and to beat a lot of these, you know, teams on that quote unquote upper echelon, they're going to have to play great defense, which they did last night. They held the Hawks to 36% shooting. 36. That was great defense. They held them to 25% field goal, 3-point field goal percentage. And, you know, the Hawks only scored 85. Pistons only give up about 96, 97 points per game. And to me, they did really, really well last night. Dennis Schroeder had 17 points and 11 assists. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 11. Most of that was in garbage time. Muscala, he had 11. Chris Humphreys, 10. Garbage time as well. But all their stars, or so-called stars, their big names on their team. Granted, Paul Millsap didn't play, but Kyle Korver only had 7. Dwight Howard had 2. Kent Bazemore had 7. Seth Alosha, 5. They had one player in double figures that was a starter. Anybody else who had double figures came off that bench. So, I knew that was a win. I had somebody tell me yesterday before the game, earlier in the day, the Pistons were going to lose. They didn't have all that much faith, but it's the Hawks, man. I'm not impressed. Who's impressed with the Hawks? That's what I need to know. Because I watched a couple of Hawks games this season, and who's supposed to score? Who's their go-to player? You have a bunch of role players on this team trying to do it in a balanced fashion. I'm not that impressed. I don't know who the hell is impressed. I don't know where they're supposed to go. They might be 7th seed in the playoffs when it's all said and done. If they're a premier team in the Eastern Conference, then the Eastern that shows how weak the Eastern Conference is. Enough said. So, yeah, that's enough of my tangent about them. I'm so damn tired of this, man. It's too many people getting credit. Okay, listen. I'll be realistic now, okay? I'll drop my Pistons will be 3rd seed to Pistons will be 4th seed because I believe Cleveland will be number 1. That's without saying. Toronto should be the 2nd seed, and Boston will most likely be the 3rd seed. So, my official prediction, and yeah, I'm changing it. I don't give a damn. Pistons will be the 4th seed. There. Make your own prediction if you don't like it. That's happening. I'm not impressed with the Hornets. Bucks, Knicks, Hawks, Pacers, none of them. On that note, it's time to go home. You enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. I'm out. TheCouchSports.com, baby. Let's go home.
Let's go home! Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen! Let's go!